What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Linda Brooks. The messages that spirit brings to the living,
yes.
Are they always of importance? Are they always something that really are meaningful? Are they ever just simple things like your mayo is going bad and you need to replace it? I'm not trying to be silly, but like sometimes, you know, it's just like kind of like a motherly thing. Like in real life,
yes,
your mom may
absolutely
do that.
And yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yes, you can get them that will give signs to obviously the loved ones to let them know that there is something that they need looking at, whether it be a medical issue or something very small, but all the same troublesome. Like you say, for instance, like they keep getting pain in the knee and they don't understand why they keep getting the pain there in the knee. And it only happens at certain times of the day. So it's a repetitive thing. And that floors them because they don't understand what the significance of it have happened every single day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, for example. Mm-hmm. And that's usually, again, the nudge to say that you need to get it checked.
Yeah.
You know, their loved ones are giving them that repetitiveness to say, look, you know, you can't ignore it. You need to get it looked at.
Yeah.
And sometimes when that happens and they're getting all the little sinister messages, well, not sinister, but little messages to say that their loved ones are around, that's usually when it triggers them to want to say, I think I need to go and speak to someone. I think I need to seek a medium or a psychic. Maybe I need a reading. You know, there's something going on that I think someone may be trying to get my attention about. Mm-hmm. And that's how they get their reaching out then for the validation, clarification on what's happening to them, and more importantly, why is it happening and who's with them, who's around them when they sense that there is somebody in the room with them, you know, that they're never usually alone sort of thing. You know, if they're sat in a room watching TV and all of a sudden they know somebody's watching them, but they just don't look around, they can't see them there, but they're aware that the sense of someone watching them is there. And them sort of things will trigger them to also go and reach out for a medium or a psychic to ask, you know, I feel like there's someone watching me. Am I going nuts? Or, you know, is there actually somebody in my house? Is there someone around me? You know, they'll want that validation that they're not going crazy. And often, again, it's down to the fact being that they're there to try perhaps to get their attention or to give reassurance, or they just want acknowledging that they, you know, they are around, they're still around in the ether, but they've not moved on completely out of the physical realm. You know, they're still with us, but just in a different dimension.
Do animals play a role in this as well? Can they do the same thing that a loved one would do? Of, I'm letting you know I'm here.
Absolutely. It's like, definitely.
Because I have a co-host on my other show, Real Ghost Stories Online. Her name is Carol. and her dog just died just a couple weeks ago. And the dog was 17 years old, like went on with her care for another extra probably year and a half than most would have. And just absolutely, you know, she loved that dog and really didn't do anything for the last year, just caring for it. And passed away. But over the last couple of weeks, I get texts from her during the day going, I got home for lunch and there was a bone like sitting out in the middle of the room. And she does have cats. And so, you know, there is a possibility that the cats found it somewhere and kind of drug it out. That is a real possibility. Mm-hmm. But she's also sitting there wondering, you know, is this something? Is that him coming back or is it the cats just being mischievous? And that's why I was wondering about pets doing that sort of thing as well.
Absolutely, they do indeed. Often I had three cats, all three of them have since obviously passed on. But not only do I see them, but I also feel them as well. When they come into the room, they'll brush against my leg. So I'll feel their body weight against my leg as they're pushing past me, just to rub against me to say I'm here.
Yeah.
You know, I've not gone anywhere, I'm still around. And sometimes you can audibly hear them as well. Mm-hmm. You know, where you hear a meow sound and you look around and there's absolutely nothing there, you know. Just those things are simple things that pets will do to let you know that they are around.
One interesting pet thing that I actually had happen to me when I was a child, I had a cat that had died. And for years after, I would, and the cat would sit at the end of my bed at night when it was alive. However, I think it still did that in death. And I didn't really connect the dots till years later when I was doing this show. And I started thinking of those memories of always feeling like the cat jumped up on the bed again. But I always just kind of said, well, maybe it's muscle memory. It did it so many times and it's just me thinking that. But no, when I look back, I think now that I think the cat was actually back and doing it. My parents had a cat that had passed away a couple years ago. And this is kind of the interesting, bizarre question I have about it that is kind of humorous. Cat passes away. In life, the cat had a lot of hairballs. So you know what that's like. It's a hacking up hairballs. It's a cat. Makes very interesting noises sometimes. Like, how did you do that? Cat's dead. And they, for at least the week after that cat died, would hear its nails on the linoleum floor walking around and the sound of the cat hacking up a hairball. So my question I have, because this seems like a really cruel joke of nature of you're dead. Do cats still have to deal with hairballs in death?
Absolutely. Yes, they do. It sounds bizarre, but absolutely they do. You know, they're going on their daily life as if they were still here in the physical. There's no difference to them over there at all. That goes for cats. That goes for humans that have passed on. You know, it's like people say, oh, well, when they've passed on, that's it. You know, they've never got to see the retirement age if they died before a certain age. Mm-hmm. Well, that might be the case in the physical realm, but it's not the case in the spiritual realm. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, my dad, he died at 62 of lung cancer. And, you know, I often, you know, said to him, you know, I would like you to come and speak to me because I think you and I will have a massive talk, because he was never a believer in the afterlife, didn't believe that there was something beyond death, but obviously he knows different now. And the first conversation we had when he did come to see me after he obviously had his period of resting and healing on the other side, he actually said to me, you're absolutely right. You know, I'll eat my hat. Because you're right, there is more to this than I even imagined. And now he just loves coming and bringing spirit to me who need help. He'll bring them to me for me to help them. So he's working with me on the other side.
Yeah.
Just as much as he used to work with me here on this side. So it's no different. And he actually has a job as well over there. You know, he does continue to do his work. He loved being a car mechanic. So he loved taking engines to bits and fixing them, putting them all back together again. And he still does that in spirit. He tells me about the things he does every single day. He told me about iPhone XR before they even came out. He said, I've got one of those. Like, one of what? You know, what do you mean you've got one of those? Describe it to me. Show it to me. I need to see this. Mm-hmm. And when I seen it, I said to my daughter, who's obviously a bit more savvy and tech orientated than I am, I said to her, what sort of phone is that? I've never seen one of those. And she says, oh, I know what that is. I think that's the iPhone XR. And she says, that's just come out. And I'm like, what do you mean it's just come out? And my dad never was one for having mobile phones, but he actually showed me this. I was absolutely floored. You know, I thought, how is this possible? And I've, you know, I've had so many conversations with other spirit people who, again, relating to mobile phones, where I had one young girl in particular who was 16 when she passed. She didn't pass away too far from where I live, and only in the next city. And she actually told me what her phone number was. And I said to her, why are you giving me your mobile phone number? She says, because I've got my phone with me. And it turned out her parents, because she never used to go off her social, she was constantly on the phone, talking to her friends, doing things that teenagers do. They actually buried her with the phone in a coffin. So obviously she knew her phone was there. And I said to her, what would happen if I was to ring that phone number, which I did. And I was expecting the phone not to ring out or make any noise or anything. And it said, we cannot connect your call at the moment. Now explain that one, because that shouldn't have happened. You know, the phone obviously was disconnected. It should have been disconnected. I can't see any parents still paying for a mobile phone bill when the person whose phone it is no longer with us. You know, so that really made me think, you know, maybe I should take this little thing a bit more seriously than I am doing about the mobile phone thing, you know, because obviously they have got these devices just as we have in this realm, they have in theirs. You know, so, you know, you get to learn a lot of things about the similarities in their life beyond the physical realm.
Well, I guess my question would be with something like that of saying I have this model of phone from something in the living. Why would they? Why is that needed on that side? Is it something that they would have to then somehow communicate with us? Because sometimes we use phones and things like that as devices. Yes.
Well, we actually do, this is something, I don't know if any of the guys over in the States do this with the paranormal, but over here in the UK, we had a lady who I know quite well, who started this whole thing with mobile phones and communicating with spirit through mobile phones. She actually did it at a location that quite a few of the investigators do actually go to investigate, and it is quite an active location, unfortunately, that we don't no longer have because the trustees have shut that down. But while she was there, she was one of the first people to actually use a mobile phone to connect to spirit and ask them to come and speak through the phone so we could hear their voices as much as they could hear ours. And doing that experiment, the conversation and the background noise was amazing. You could actually hear the gentleman talking quite clearly through the phone. He was also listening to a TV because you could hear the TV on in the background. It was different shows. He was switching the channels over from one channel to another, so you could hear the difference in what it was he was actually listening to. And he was just telling everything about what he was looking at. He was talking about his time when he lived in the particular property in the location. Lots of different information he was giving to her through the mobile phone. So when we seen that, we thought that's quite interesting concept. Maybe that's the reason why these mobile phones are quite prevalent to spirit. You know, why, maybe that's the reason why they're making me so aware of this sort of thing. And we actually tried the experiment ourselves in a number of locations, and we've had some really, really interesting responses using those, where we would have one phone that was connected to my phone. We'd place my phone way, way, way away from where we were. We'd all be in one area where everyone knew that there was no one around that area. It was completely desolate. There was no living person around. Yet we would hear a voice of a person speaking to us on the other end of that phone. And even to the point where we had one particular spirit who didn't want to use the mobile phone to talk to us through. He actually hung up on me three times and said, no, I'm not talking to you. He hung it up three times. Now, to hang a, you know, I've got an iPhone like most people do. To do that, you have to press the red button to disconnect the call. So he must have pressed that button to shut that call off. There was no other way because the battery was full. So obviously it wasn't the battery that drained. And when we went up, the call had actually ended. It said on it, call ended. And yet our end of the phone was still active. It was a line that was still open. So he'd obviously shut the call down on his end on my phone that I'd left with him. So, you know, that which is really quite bizarre when you think about it, you know, very much so. But we do a lot of experiments with the mobile phone in different locations just for the responses, to document them. And obviously to see what it's like to speak to them and what it's like for them to hear our voices through the phone as well. We've actually also had them interfere with walkie-talkies as well when we've been on locations.
This idea, because this is a concept I have not had presented to me before, the idea of okay, you'd mentioned your dad, you know, he worked with cars. He's still doing that over there. Mm-hmm. He has a phone. Does it kind of just continue over there where it's with just more understanding of how everything works? Is it like a different dimension? Like, you got vehicles, you got phones, you're living life again, but you're just not over here. It's just like
absolutely
chapter because, two. Wow. Do you die in the second life?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, well, this is it. I mean, I think from my understanding, obviously my sister, she passed at the age of 42. She was a lot younger than me, and she died of the same disease, unfortunately, my father died of, which was lung cancer. Mm-hmm. She didn't get a chance to pass her test or drive a car here on the physical plane, but she does actually drive a car and pass the test over in the spiritual plane, which I find really bizarre. She's told me the car model that she's got. She's actually shown me what it looks like, the colour of it, everything. And she's quite proud that she's actually managed to pass a test in spirit as well, which I find, you know, is really mind-blowing to think that, you know, that they can continue that much more on their spiritual life, more so than they can sometimes in the physical.
Are they driving on our roads, or is this like a whole different dimension and everything is like almost a different planet?
From my understanding, is it's dimension of time. Their dimension is parallel to ours. They do cross into each other, which is often when you get a chance to see spirit or sense them, or, you know, they sort of like break the barrier and they come over to our side, but they are running parallel. So, you know, it's more or less what we see in this life is much the same as what they see in theirs. And when they do sometimes cross the line where they come into our realm more so than their own, they actually see things through our eyes. So a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, I wonder if my Uncle Tom knew about my son that was born, because obviously he passed away before he was born. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if he ever get to know that I had this child.
Yeah.
Naturally, he would, because he was there when it happened. You know, he sees things through that person's eyes. And obviously that's something when mediums and psychics give readings to people, that they're sort of like, well, how would they have seen that? You know, I'm quite interested to know. And they always say, well, we see things through everyone else's eyes. You know, that's the reason why we're aware of what's going off in your life, because we see it through your eyes every single day of the week. You know, there's nothing gets by them. You know, everyone thinks, oh, I bet this person wouldn't know this. You know, I bet they wouldn't know where I put these things if they were here. They would never find them. But they do. They do know everything. You know, they know about certain things, like even time in our realm, not in theirs, obviously, but in ours. Because I've tested the theory out with spirit, I've often said, you know, can you see the clock on my wall in my living room? They'll say, yes. Tell me what time it says. And they can tell me what time it is. And how do you know that time? Because we're seeing it through your eyes. That's how we know. And I thought, yep, that's fair enough. That I can understand. And obviously it's easy for them to do that because they haven't got the physical body. They're an energy form, you know. So obviously the energy can be, shape-shifted or changed, whatever way that they want to present themselves, meaning that some people see spirit in a ball of light. Well, they can make themselves appear that way, or they can make themselves appear as solid as you and I. Mm-hmm. It's all down to their conscious mind, how they want to be presented to the person who's actually seeing them, and how they feel trusting enough to show who they really are. You know, I mean, I've had it when I've got in locations where I know spirit are there, I see them, but I don't see the physical features of what they look like. They're masking that from me because obviously they want to build that trust, that confidence, because they don't know me from Adam. They know I can see them, but they don't know me well enough to say, well, this is who I am, you know. So they will put the barriers up, so therefore then I can see them in shadow form, or I can sense they're there, but I'm not gauging what they look like because they're blocking that. But once they get that trust and knowing what you're actually there for, and you're not there to give them any harm or disrespect them, you're just there to try and understand why they're there and if there's any help that they need, and also to acknowledge them and have a conversation about their life and their story. Once you get that understanding and they sort of like drop those barriers down, then you get to know who they really are, and then they will show themselves what in a way that they will feel comfortable enough to do.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Linda Brooks. A big thank you to her for joining us and sharing her perspectives on today's episode. Until next time, for all of us at The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.